Blog Talk Radio.
And we want to welcome all of you worldwide to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, the line with people coming together all over the world from different denominations and different strata and different church affiliations, whatever background. But the background is that we have two or three things in common. One thing, we believe in Jehovah God, that he is the only true and living God. And we believe in praying to him and praising him. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to come together with brothers and sisters and know that your agenda is the same. God bless all of you. This is a marvelous day. I do come to you as a lamb, and humbly knowing that all of you are busy and there are many leaders on this line. Thank you, Hollywood. God bless you and to all aspects of America and all over the world. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh God, we praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Oh, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord, for eyes to hear and ears to eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind to think and a brain to think and, oh my God, legs to walk and a mouth to talk. You've done so much for your people and so many things we take for granted, but yet you've been so good. Oh my God, we realize that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Oh my God, God, you can guide those human hands as people have surgery. And God, you can bring them out all right. You can direct the doctor. And then you can just do miracles where the doctor doesn't have to touch a person in the name of Jesus. The surgeon can do proper and successful surgery. But yet, I saw on television where a man took a heart out of another person's body and massaged it and then put it back in. And I know that you can do far greater than that. You don't have to cut. All you have to do is speak and the heart is massaged and brought back to life. You're the greatest doctor who ever existed in the history of anything, the world and anything else. We just thank you for being our friend, our doctor, our father, our mother, our sister, our brother, our everything. And we praise you. We ask that this day you will look on every person on this prayer line. Forgive all sin, Lord, sins of commission and sins of omission. Bless your people. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying this prayer. Heal those bodies that are afflicted. In Jesus' name, heal all kinds of affliction in the name of Jesus. And then loose their finances in the name of Jesus. Bless the family. Bless the home. Bless them as they go out and come in. Oh, God, bless them with great health and great strength. Bind the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But your blessings shall overcome, and for you come to bring life. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover your people with the blood of Jesus. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Even thank you for all the great people around the world coming from different nations, Africa and India and Brazil and everywhere I can name, Lord, Russia and England, everywhere, France. God, thank you for all these precious people. Oh, and we just praise you. I ask blessings upon them, Lord. Many of them in impoverished nations. God, they don't have what we have in America. And they need your help desperately. And I'm asking you if you will look on our brothers and sisters there. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. We pray properly in Jesus' name for the glory I'm God. And thank you for it. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. Oh, my God. I feel the anointing already. Thank you, Lord. And God, we ask you to take over this prayer line. Oh, let the Holy Ghost have his way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. And good morning to all of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Oh, I'm excited about the Lord. I'm still thinking about how we had such a phenomenal time on last Thursday night here in Kansas City. Amen. A family and friends night for God. And God blessed in a phenomenal way. Oh, my God. One of the things that was so effective that night is God told me to use the praise check to solidify the service, and we did. And every time we had a praise check, it went higher and higher and higher. Amen. I wonder, do y'all have a praise for the Lord this morning? It's pretty early. Can you open your mouth and praise him at 6 o'clock as well as 9 o'clock, as well as 7 o'clock at night? Amen. I hope you can, because he never stops blessing you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He never sleeps nor slumbers. And he's been blessing you so much, I don't think you even realize all of his wondrous and a phenomenal and amazing blessing. God bless you. I'm going to say praise check. And I want some of y'all not to wait. You know, don't wait till the battle is over. Jump right in there and give him praise right away, because he's been mighty good to you all night long. Your heart was beating. You woke up this morning, didn't you? That's enough to want to give him praise for, something that you don't even think about. But if your heart had stopped last night, we'd have heard sirens everywhere. Yeah, so you got a right to praise him and a reason to praise him. And I want to get that from you. Amen. Right now, let's have that praise check, and let's see where you're on, what level you're on this morning. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Holy Name. We bless you. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. And thank you for all things. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory. The resurrection blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory. We lift you up higher than anything on this earth. Thank you.
Glory, God.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you. Praise the Lord, everybody, and thank you for that wonderful praise time that you gave to God. It means a lot to him. You know, he inhabits the praises of his people. He's looking forward to hearing you praise him at 6 o'clock in the morning in America. Now, in Africa or in other places, it may be 6 p.m. in the evening. You don't know for sure. But it's unusual praise at 6 a.m. in the morning. And so he looks forward to it. And don't you think God is not looking and booking? And he wants to know who he's important to. Because, see, in this day and time, people have him at the bottom of the list, and they got everything else at the top. You know, their homies, their coworkers, their girlfriends, their boyfriends, all that kind of stuff. Their sisters, their brothers, all of them are at the top of the list, and God is way pulling their God out at the bottom. I will never treat him like that. I hope I never will, in the name of Jesus. So you have to change your priority list. Everybody has one. Mm-hmm. God has a priority list. There's some things that are very important to him. And one of them is his purpose and his goals on this earth. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, he wants to When Jesus was here on earth, he had an assignment. And when Jesus died on the cross, now God has an assignment that he took for himself. Amen. And that he wants the world to be saved and then to come to repentance. Jesus died so they could be saved. And then now God wants us to be used, the people who know Jesus, to be used for his glory to bring them into the gate. Amen. God bless you. All right, I'm asking those who are busy around the phone, would you like you right now, you're moving right now, just mute your line, darling, please. Star, you're still doing it, star six. Just one time. Amen. Yeah. I preached the message call just one time. Amen. Receive instructions just one time. Don't come back tomorrow with that same thing. Once you come back, but don't come back tomorrow doing the same thing. You just get it just today. You got it. Just one time. Don't let people have to tell you several times. Amen. God bless you. We love you. But my job is really I'm doing right now what God told me to do. And that is man the line and keep order on the line. God bless you. I'm going to get some praise reports today. I thought I made I'm preaching today, but let's get praise reports today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you got to praise, you got to praise, you got to praise. And you got to get it out. We want you to get it out. I certainly have a praise. We always have a praise. But I want you to have the time to get your praise out in the name of Jesus. I need the scripture. Because I think I'm going to adopt the scripture as a part of the prayer line here when it comes to praising God. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Oh, my God, because it's so effective. It's Psalms 107. Amen. And I'm getting it for you now. And Psalms 107 is a strong scripture that talks about what God really wants with his praise and his people. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That means if you've been redeemed, if you can realize that you were in the world, nobody came out of their mother's womb and had lived saved all those years. See, you had to be redeemed by the Lord, and you were redeemed. So say something. Prayer lines open here. Anybody want to take the praise reports this morning and get other praise reports? Give your praise report and get other praise reports. The line is open to you. Saints of God, amen. Saints of the Most High God, the line is open to you.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. I'll take the prayer. I'm sorry, the praise report this morning. First of all, let me give mine. I just want to thank God for another day that he has allowed me to speak. I thank him for all his great boys. I thank God for Thursday night, our friends and family life, how he just let us there in the midst. I thank God for travel, mercy, for life, for health. I thank God because he keeps on making a way. He keeps on working things out. And I just praise God for that because some situations I know it was nobody but the Lord. I thank God for the awesome, awesome service he had yesterday. That amazing grace. How the anointing was there, how it flowed. I mean, it was so sick in there. Pastor Sidney speaks yesterday. But I thank God because the word still went up and giving him the glory in praise and worship. Right after the choir sang, I swear. This is war. That's what it was. This is war. And they were free in the fleet of blood. But I thank God for that. The prayer praise report line is now open. There's someone else who wants to jump in there about the glory of war.
Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you so much for being able to give a praise report this magnificent Monday to Send Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I am thanking God that all my children are here and are safe. We are praying for a family that is in Denver for testing for their 9-year-old child, which is in my daughter's class. But I'm thanking God because that could be me in Denver with my child. But God said, let my children, thank you, Jesus, open their mouth and say, God, we just want to thank you for our health and strength. I just want to thank God because he is a keeper. I just want to give him praise because when I'm yet unable, I can still wave my hand. But God, thank you for the open opportunity at 6:14 to say, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I am redeemed, Lord, and I am praying, Lord Jesus, for my other older children. But God, I am thanking that these three, God, we are not on the road. We are not out of town, God. We are not at a hospital trying to see what is wrong with a child at this time. My children are here and safe. Thank you, Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Today, thank you, Charlotte.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And that's very much great. So that's awesome, great report. Is there another one out here?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for on yesterday we celebrated our pastor's 26th love drive, and I thank and praise God that he was able to be with us, and God has blessed him. On the third Sunday in January this year, he had a massive heart attack, but God blessed, and he's still with us, and he's getting stronger by the day, and he said he has no fear, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord has been so good and brought us through so many, many things, and I thank the Lord for the sister's testimony before me. I want to say, in years past, I have passed by this hospital near me. I have to go in there so much with my son. But I want to say, every time I pass there and I don't have to go in, I just thank and praise the Lord for keeping them. The Lord is good, and he is just worthy to be praised.
Yes, yes. Amen, Pastor. Like, it's good to ride by and drive by and not drive in to those hospitals. Praise God for that praise report. Is there another one out here this morning? Has the Lord been good to anybody else over the weekend? I know y'all on the phone, so he did something for you. He woke you up this morning. Come on, Saint.
Good morning. I have another one. Next, Sister Gina, I am just full this morning. I'm just thanking God. I explained to you guys on last week in regard to a young supervisor that I had. Do you all know that supervisor came to me Saturday and apologized for the way he has been treating me?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not sure what's going on with her. She left out of the job. She hasn't even been there 30 days. I do work in retail. It's a part-time job. I'm being garnished. I just thank you, Lord. God, I just thank you.
I thank you, God.
Because you are a keeper in the midst of. You are a keeper, and I am redeemed. And God, I thank you. God, she hung up praying for her, so I'm not sure what happened, what's going on. But she left out of the job in tears. And I said, God, whatever it is that's in my life that's unbelievable, I want it removed. I want to live for you, Lord Jesus, and I want to be serious about this walk. I am redeemed. That is a strong word, Jesus. Thank you so much for the opportunity, God, to be able to share, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you, Ambassador Lake Gray. And don't worry about being garnished. You know, that could be the Lord's way of clearing up all the stuff of your credit report, get you ready to get your record straight for what he's about to do to you. So in all things, give thanks. Anybody else out there with a praise report this morning?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I didn't feel good on yesterday, but I thank the Lord that I feel a whole lot better this morning. I thank the Lord for Ambassador Gina. She called us on yesterday morning to see about us on yesterday morning. And I just thank the Lord for her, and I want to thank the Lord for my daughter. She's up and gone to her first little job this morning, so I thank the Lord for all his blessings, all that he has done for me and my children, and I ask the saints to continue to pray for me and my children. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Somebody else out there trying to get in. Come on, saints.
Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. This is Ambassador Stitz, all the way from Arkansas. I just want to say I thank God for this day, not only just because it's the day that He made, because it's my birthday. Glory to God, and I'm so glad to be in this day. I thank God for new beginnings. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For new wine skins. Old wine skins are gone. I'm putting just something new in a new bottle this morning. Glory to God. See things different this morning. I thank God.
Yes.
Five fingers on one hand and five on the other and five toes and a feet and my breath and my head and my shoes and everything. Well, y'all, I'm just exhausted in humbleness this morning, and I just praise God for a new day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A new reflection, new beginning, everything. Hallelujah. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen, and God bless you, and Ambassador Sitton. You have a wonderful day in the Lord, too. Anyone else out there want to share their praise report this morning?
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. I just thank the Lord for another beautiful morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank the Lord on this weekend how the Lord spared my sister's granddaughter. She had an accident, totally lost of the car. Really, she should have been taken out of here, but God gave a bona fide miracle for my sister's granddaughter. And I just thank God for all His many, many blessings, my tests and my trials and tribulations. When Satan tried to come and attack, I know God is doing something even greater in my life. And I thank God for this first fruit prayer land. Thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Ben, and Mother Johnson, and all the ones on this first fruit prayer line. Pray much for me. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Garnett. Chief, how many more do you want me to get?
Can we get two more?
All right, let's get two. We got two chances. Well, I'm sure there are at least two of you out there that have a testimony to what the Lord has done.
Blessings of the Lord be upon you all, and I thank God for you. It is a blessing to be in the land of the living one more time. When the enemy tried to overthrow us, God says no, hallelujah, put a stop in his track. I thank God that he rose us up again, that we are able to see another day and to know that God, hallelujah, is yet alive and he is well and moving in our lives, and we are the prophetic voices in the earth. It is our job to tell of his goodness. We are the Lord's mouthpiece. I am excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what he's doing. I'm excited about what he's doing on First Fruit, on the First Fruit family, where the Lord is taking, the chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson, where the decision that the Lord has given to him. I thank God for his mother, his wife, and all of the saintly people of God that are standing with him, and I also pray that God will continue to send angelic helpers his way, and I thank God for that. I just want to say this very briefly. Before the walls of Jericho came down, Joshua looked and saw. He saw a man standing with a sword drawn. And Joshua said, "Are you for us? Are you for the enemy?" He says, "Nay, I am not for you." In other words, he was standing for obedience. The man was standing for obedience. He says, "I am the captain of the Lord's host. I am captain of the Lord's host." We read the story about the wall of Jericho, but it came down because God sent Joshua some angelic helpers. And I want to say to Dr. Johnson and all you that are the lifeline, God have already sent and already strategically positioned your angelic helpers your way. They are ready to assist. They are ready for the commanding because God has given you the vision. And if you're to move forward, you're to move forward with the angelic helpers that God have already provided you with. I am excited about the Lord. God bless you all.
Thank you, Amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder William. Always wonderful to hear your voice. The last praise report for this wonderful, wonderful, marvelous Monday. I want to come on right now.
This is Evangelist.
Go ahead, Donna.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I was just going to sit and listen and be quiet in order for anybody else to come forward. But I thank and praise the Lord for the person that just got through speaking about the angel of the Lord, the angelic help that God has sent for the Joshua. And I just thank and praise God because that truly encouraged my heart, my spirit, and gave strength into the depths of my soul concerning the many trials and tribulations that God has blessed me to go through and encouraged me to reach in every one of them because he said, I learned how to be a base and I learned how to be a balance, what he told me in a time of trial. He said, but I learned whatsoever state that I'm in, therewith to be content. And as he began to teach me, he said, I'm teaching you contentment. I'm teaching you how to be able to be content and how to rest on me, how to depend on me, how to trust in me, how to have faith that when you don't see me doing things for you to bring forth the manifestation of your blessing, you're believing for it. And you, what you're believing, it will bring forth the manifestation, but you're going to be of good cheer as you wait on me. That's what my request is. And you will let not your heart be troubled. And you won't be in a position where you're beginning to say and think those things about the situation which is not in accord to what I'm giving you to believe for.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And that's Evangelist Palmer. We thank God for all of you all, for all these wonderful, wonderful prayer reports that went forth this morning. And for those of you that did not get yours in, the opportunity will present itself at least four more times this week if the Lord does the same, giving you another opportunity to thank God for what he's done. Chief, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to you. God bless you.
Thank you, Ambassador Hodges, and all of you on the prayer line, we just praise for you. Praise God for you. And this is a day that I want to bless that oil, those who got that fresh oil. Amen. New oil, fresh oil. I want to bless it in the name of Jesus. I pronounce the prayer of blessing over it, and God will bless it. Now, we want to know. We want you to take that oil and anoint your sons and anoint your daughters. And God would bless them and save your sons and daughters. This generation is something. Right now, and the next generation, the enemy wants to make it even worse than what we're seeing on the news now. But we cannot give up these generations to Satan. We must fight. Fight. I got a message I'm getting ready to preach. This battle that you must win. And there are some battles that you cannot afford to lose. You must win some of these battles. Amen. Because it will... If you lose some battles, it will cause your child to be lost. God and your child is depending on you. Amen. So I want to bless this oil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we'll bless it as we ask him in just a few moments. And I want you to get it wherever it is, get you some new oil. Amen. If you don't have any today, the Lord said to me, bless it today and then extend it through tomorrow. Amen. And I'm going to oil together today, and I will also do so tomorrow. I want to talk about tomorrow. The Lord spoke to me last week and said, this week, we're back into, in a sense, your revival time. And this week, from Tuesday through Friday,
I'm giving up my day on Friday to it all this week. Have you ever had a mother that or a grandmother who's up in age and you used to love when she was alive, or if she's alive right now, you love to go to her house and just sit there and be blessed, like sit in her feet and be blessed? God said this week that he wants you to sit at the feet of Mother Ebony Johnson and be blessed. Amen. I'm just going to let her talk. I had told her, I said, I'm going to bring up some scriptures. I want you to talk up. And no, she doesn't want to do it that way. But then I said, Mom, can you just can let the people sit at your feet and be blessed like you're in the room with Mother Johnson? Let me see. All right, Ambassador Thelma Rush and Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush and Ambassador-elect Renata Jones, are either one of you on the line? If so, speak up. Amen. But they had the privilege of coming to Kansas City and going to Mother Johnson's house. They asked me and gave me directions, and they just sat at the feet of Mother Johnson, and they were blessed. All this week, from Tuesday, get the word out, from Tuesday through Friday, I want her to just talk. And I want her to try to bring a message. I just want her to talk. You will be so blessed. Amen. And yes, yes, I do want to have compassion and share her with you all, because it will bless all of you. She's 95 now, and she has a lot of wisdom that will be a blessing to you. Do you know that when she was a young woman, I don't know what age, around 35 or 40, she got one of these big, long, yellow buses. I'm not talking about the short ones, but the 50-something, the seats 54, 55 yellow buses, and filled it up with young people, filled it up, and took them all to revival, and many of them got saved and received the Holy Ghost. She did a lot of things. That's unusual there. Who you know has taken a long yellow bus and filled it up with young people, been that concerned about young people, and took them to a revival and got them saved? Who you know who has done that? Well, Johnson is an unusual woman. And so mark your calendar. Tuesday, tomorrow through Friday, we're going to sit at the feet of Mother Emily Johnson and be blessed. God bless you. If you have the oil, get it right now. Amen. Those who have the oil, say yes. You have the oil right now? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's lift it up to heaven. Father. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Oh, God. Father, here I am again, Lord. We just need you all the time. We come to you, looking to you, Lord, and thanking you for everything you've done. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we praise you, excuse me, Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you for your anointing that's in the room right now. And be in every room of the precious people on this prayer line. As I lift this oil up to you, thank you for the Spirit, ma'am. And I'm asking you, Lord, just as there was a pool of Bethesda,
mean to ask you for this, but you've been laying out, but as there was a pool of Bethesda, and that angel would come down once a year and trouble that pool, and whoever stepped into the pool after the angel had left the pool received instant healing. May I, Lord, may I ask you, in the name of Jesus, this oil that these precious people are lifting up to you. Oh, I heard the Holy Ghost say, and if you don't have any oil in your hand, in the flesh, if you don't have any oil, he said in the spirit realm, grab it in your hand and lift it up unto him, and he'll bless that too. Oh, my God. And God, I'm asking you to take this oil of the anointing that we hold up to you. And may I ask you if you would do something unusual, you know? Would you create again a pool, oh God, and let this oil right now be dipped, you might say, in the pool of Bethesda. That whenever the angel troubled the pool, oh God, whenever he left the pool, there was healing virtue in there. God, Jesus with the cavalry, we died on the cross. There was a pool of blood. I'm asking you to let this oil now take it and dip it into the pool of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus over this oil. The blood of Jesus in every drop. The blood of Jesus at the top and at the bottom of the oil. The blood of Jesus over the oil to bring healing everywhere. To be over every disease, including cancer. This blood that this oil is dipped in shall bring miracle healing in the name of Jesus. Even financial miracle healing into your home, oh God. If they got a son or daughter who won't do right, who's gone astray, I plead the blood of Jesus over this oil when it's placed upon that person in that home, that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife, whoever it may be. Let the blood of Jesus overcome them. And God bring healing to the life, to the home, to the family, to that heart, to that soul, to that mind. The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, let every drop, God, have the potency of the Holy Ghost. You're not asking, so shall it be. The potency of the Holy Ghost going to oil. And God, let every drop that drops on anybody, oh God, let it make change in their being. In Jesus' name. Oh God, if they put it on their eyes, open blind eyes. Yeah. They put it in their ears. Unstop their ears. Take the ringing out of the ears as the oil is placed in the ears. Oh, God. Oh, correct the people in the eye. Oh, God. Correct the retina in the eye in the name of Jesus. Wherever it's placed, if they place it on their stomach, God, heal that belly. They place it over their heart, on their chest. Oh, God, heal those lungs in the name of Jesus. If they place it on their shoulders, heal the shoulders, on the legs. Heal the knee. Heal the legs in the name of Jesus. On those feet, heal the feet in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, blood, the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. And God, let there be a fleece that I'm placing before you now that comes, Lord, comes to pass that you answer the fleece. And God, people who put this all on them, let that be the answer of the fleece because they shall be healed. Shut out on the Kiki Yande. Break down. Oh God, let them take this oil and put it on their sons and their daughters and anoint them with this precious healing anointed oil in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we can't leave this generation to the destiny of the enemy. No. The blood of Jesus
in this order, in the name of Jesus. As they walk around their house, God, and if they put this oil, Lord, on their doorposts, let every enemy of the saints of God be watered against. Let this go against that demon trying to do harm to anybody on this prayer line. God, destroy the yoke in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let protection be around their home because the law has been placed on the doorpost. And let the demon who wants to destroy God's people, let him have to pass over in the name of Jesus. Place the oil on the windows. Protect even any entrance into the house and put it on the back door so the enemy can't come in the back door. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shut him down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we bless your holy name, God. God, as they put it on their loved ones, let the next generation, Lord, be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let this oil, Lord, be anointed to touch, heal, and set free from the enemy's camp. And we cancel the assignment through this oil, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. God bless, bless, bless. God. Bless, bless, bless. I heard the Holy Ghost said, I want you to tell them to open that oil and take and put some on their finger. And the Holy Ghost said, and take it and put your finger on the tip of your tongue. Crush it up. Yeah. Put some oil on your finger. And take your finger now. And put it on the tip of your tongue. God is going to do some miracle things in you. To your body now. You got a loved one also who's sick unto death or any other way, sick and afflicted. I want you to stand in proxy for them. That means that you receive healing for them and the spirit, and it shall be done. God, in the name of Jesus, the devil comes to hinder, but you come, Lord, to set free. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're a liar. I speak to you in the name of Jesus and the spirit realm. Get out of there. The blood of Jesus comes against you. The blood, the sanctified blood. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Get out. You have no right to be there. That body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost takes all the space in that body. Thank you, Lord, for it. We bless you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus be on you now. And this oil. You got something on your forehead right now. Those who have it in the spirit realm, take and put it on your hand. And put some on your forehead. Amen.
Place Bria Bostic, our granddaughter, on the prayer. She left for the Marines on yesterday. So I want to lift her up, put her up in prayer that she will be successful in her endeavors and always remember the word of God that has been instilled in her. Also, I want to lift all the youth up that God will intervene in whatever they're going through and let them know that there is a way out through him.
Mm-hmm.